Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It's For Love of Food, saverlife.com. And you would think I would learn after all of these years that if you're going to go try a couple of restaurants for takeout, you are less likely to find them open on a Monday in general, and even more less likely to find them open on a Monday during a pandemic. And even less likely to be open on a Monday between Christmas and New Year's. But it was the only day that could get away. And so this past Monday went up to SOTUS and looking around and trying to find a couple restaurants that I heard about, which, of course, I found them, but they weren't open. And I wasn't surprised. I just kind of wanted to take a drive out into the country and, you know, escape Rochester for a few moments. So it was not surprising, but it did remind me that Mondays, in general, restaurants are less likely to be open. One of the exceptions to that actually is Christopher Bates and Isabel Bogakis restaurants. They the Wienery and FLX Table and FLX Freibird, they are closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but are open on Mondays. Check their schedules for winter hours and things, and just because of the changes in restaurant regulations and potential shutdowns, different zones that have been set up, I would check and see. I believe the FLX Wienery at Rock Brewing has been shut down, although Rock Brewing is doing curbside pickup of beer. They're not open here, but they may be open in Geneva or at the Wienery location, the original one, down by Seneca Lake. But again, it's, you know, the first week of the new year, so if you're going somewhere in particular, you might want to call ahead or try to verify they're open online. But Imprint Coffee was open, and I've been there before. This is in SOTUS, and they have a drive-up window. I guess you could call it third wave coffee. It's a lovely coffee shop. They don't have any indoor seating during the pandemic, and I'm not sure they had much anyway. There is sort of a storeroom, which I don't know if they had seating in that before, and now it's a storeroom just because of limited and don't want indoor seating right now. But they have excellent coffee, and had a couple muffins, like a blueberry muffin, which looked good, but they also had a molasses muffin. And pretty much anything with molasses in it, I'm probably going to order. And it was really good. That was a nice treat while we're out exploring SOTUS. And I should have gone up to SOTUS Point, but didn't have time. It's beautiful during the winter, really. The whole shoreline of Lake Ontario, in particular, because of the waves and the ice that gets formed, and it can be really beautiful. Gotta be careful, be especially careful trying to go out on any piers or rocks or whatever, but the waves can be spectacular. And again, SOTUS is about half an hour from Rochester. Was going out to try Karma Cruisin', which was a food truck up until like a month or so ago. It's one of the new restaurants that's opened here in 2020 and during this pandemic. Tracy Schumacher in the Democrat and Chronicle posted a list of, I think, 40 restaurants that have opened in 2020, which is really an astounding number. Now, a number of these already were under construction or, you know, plans to open before the pandemic happened. So you know, they didn't come up with this idea during a pandemic that they'd like to open a restaurant. I think probably quite a few of these situations, you know, they had leases, they needed to find a way to make some income, and they just couldn't afford to sit on these properties for a year, 6 months, or whatever it appeared that this pandemic would go on. So, you know, I think a lot of these restaurants were really left with no choice but to try and open. But a surprising number did, really. It's kind of fun. Someone posted that it was, I don't know, a combination of bravado and desperation to try and open a restaurant during a pandemic. I mean, it's hard to open a restaurant in any other time. Restaurants are notorious for staying in business relatively short periods of time, and that's why when places like Ristorante Lucano celebrate 20 years, which they did in November, it's unusual. It's rare that restaurants can survive that long and prosper. And Lucano's a fabulous place, longtime sponsor of my food show, and Joanne and Chuck Formosa, just lovely people. It is a fantastic restaurant. We're truly Italian, not Italian American. So get some takeout from Ristorante Lucano, and again, 20 years they've stayed very consistent. It's been the same owners, and they're often or usually there, and that makes all the difference. So again, 40 new restaurants in our area in 2020. You can look up the list at democratandchronicle.com. You should get a subscription. There's some wonderful local journalists and coverage, and it's, I think, a digital subscription. Subscription is $10 a month, which is what I have, so I can read it online anytime. And $10 a month is like 30 cents a day. I mean, really a great bargain. She also did an article about, I think, 21 places that added new locations or moved to a new location in 2020, as well as an article about 50 places that closed in 2020, which is remarkably similar to the 40 that opened, and those additional ones that moved or added locations. So that's kind of shocking. I'm afraid 2021, those numbers will there'll be more that close permanently. Just going to be tremendously difficult for them to keep paying their bills and survive during this pandemic as it gets worse, just as the vaccines begin to roll out. It's going to be a very tough next 4 to 6 months for restaurants in the United States in general, you know, and here as well. So support them as much as you can with takeout and gift cards, etc. If you want to say thank you to someone, maybe someone, when we do get snow, shovels your driveway or plows your driveway, or, you know, helps with your walkways, you know, get them a gift card to a local restaurant. You can often just do that online, and you don't even need to go to the restaurant to get the gift card. But they're going to need your support here in 2021, this winter in particular. Outdoor dining really isn't an option in general, although I did see Ration Wine Bar in Perry, which always some innovative business ideas coming out of Perry, it seems, and they're the first. Well, maybe I saw another one. I'm not sure where it was in our area, but one of the first that I've seen to put up little igloos like we saw in the past at the holidays event downtown Rochester at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. Didn't happen this past December, but I think the two previous Decembers. And they had a couple of igloos that you could basically reserve space in, and they were made of plastic, not particularly large, but large enough that, you know, 3, 4, I don't, maybe even 5 people could sit around a small table inside that igloo and probably be relatively warm, even on pretty bitterly cold days. So Ration Wine Bar in Perry has set up, I think, 2 of them, and I think they're in, maybe they're in back of the restaurant. I saw the photo and didn't look carefully enough to figure out exactly where they put them, but Ration Wine Bar opened a couple years ago. It's owned by the owners of the Hole in the Wall restaurant, which is a fantastic restaurant in Perry. And the Ration Wine Bar is in the former space that the Hole in the Wall used to occupy when it really was a hole in the wall, in a pre-Civil War building downtown Perry. And they built a new restaurant just outside the village of Perry, over kind of overlooking Silver Lake, and now have added Ration Wine Bar as of maybe 2 years ago or so now. And they have charcuterie from the Hole in the Wall, as well as wine, beer, cocktails, etc. And a couple of these igloos, which you probably have to reserve, just because it's not like they have 15 of them out behind the restaurant. I can't imagine, these igloos are very inexpensive and probably in exceptionally high demand right now. So kudos to them for ordering them in time and giving people kind of an option of outdoor dining during the winter. So we'll get more details this week about how they're going to use them. But other than, you know, ideas like that, which, you know, first the restaurant has to buy those things, and then, you know, how many people can you have in these two igloos? It's not like you're filling the restaurant. It brings in a little extra income. It provides some wages and tips for your staff, but a restaurant. There was a proposal put out by Chuck Sierankowski from Good Luck and several other restaurants that he and Dan Martello and a couple other people, Mike Calabrese, have opened Good Luck, Lucky's, and involved in a couple other places, Java's downtown. I put out a proposal for a rating system we talked about last week, I think, rating restaurants based on their sort of COVID preparedness and whether there'd been any cases related to customers or staff recently, and sort of a B and C ratings that would be posted in the restaurant. And the idea is to, instead of doing blanket shutdowns, which on the margins, you know, like the orange zones that they've created in Rochester, you know, a restaurant could be in the yellow zone, you know, like across the street and possibly, or you know, just down the road, and be able to be open more regularly, and the restaurant a couple minutes away and within that orange zone could not be, and anyone within that orange zone. And the idea is to make it more individualized to restaurants, and also to give the information for customers to decide how much risk they want to take. I'm not sure if that proposal has reached Governor Cuomo. I suspect it probably has. But don't know that it's going to go anywhere. I wish there were better options for restaurants. I did see that the Veneto restaurant here in Rochester is suing the governor to be allowed to be open more, or have indoor dining. And I'm sure there are a lot of businesses that would love to sue the governor and be open. Unfortunately, even without this more infectious variant that was first discovered in the UK and now is in several states and quite a few countries, which is significantly more infectious. I'm not sure there's good options for being open when you cannot wear a mask the entire time you're dining because you're eating, you're drinking. So I wish I had an answer. I don't. As I said, the previous hour, we need the new administration to take over sooner rather than later, and get the rollout of the vaccinations really going. And there's a lot more that could be done. I mean, President Trump has just given up. In fact, Mark Meadows said they gave up on trying to control the coronavirus. His chief of staff said that a month or so ago. And Trump is golfing and tweeting about losing the election. And that's all he's doing. And there is much that could be done. It would be great if he just said to Biden, you might as well just take over early. Because I'm not doing anything. When we're living in this, where we've become, his Trump's behavior has become normalized, and we're no longer so outraged. But when history is written of this, the bizarre behavior and total abdication of responsibility and any attempt to try and control the coronavirus is going to be a very sad part of this country's history. So that's what's going to rectify this situation and hopefully save a lot of restaurants is if we can get the vaccine out there fast. And right now, the goal was to have, I think, 20 million people in the United States given a vaccine by the end of 2020, and we're at, I don't know, like 1 million or something. It is way behind schedule. And that's what's, in the long run, going to really hurt all of these small businesses that are just hanging on. So do what you can to support them, to promote them on social media, to talk about them, to remind people that these small businesses, not just restaurants, but all kinds of other small businesses, we want them around when this is over. And for that to happen, we need to patronize them in one form or another, whether it's curbside pickup, takeout, etc., gift cards, online purchases. There's a surprising number of local businesses will ship to you if you don't want to go out and don't want to do a curbside pickup. Ask them if they ship here locally. And now that the holidays have wound down and most of the election mailing of ballots is over, except for Georgia, it's going to be easier to ship things here now in 2021 after Trump and his appointee in the post office tried to sabotage the post office. It's just can't believe what we've been going through as a country, in the last 4 years. But January 20th, as I said last hour in the gardening show, that's when I'm going to be celebrating the new year with a new president. So email me if you've had some really great meals or service and just, you know, really impressed by how restaurants have handled your business and this situation in general. I am going to be launching here in the new year probably at rochesterfoodnet.com, a blog on dishes with mushrooms as the main course, not as a side or, you know, a steak that has mushrooms as part of the meal. I'm not interested in that. More you know, mushroom-centered meals. Could be appetizers, lunches, probably not breakfast. And dinners, probably not dessert either. But if you run into some interesting mushroom dishes at restaurants or hear about them or had one a while ago, email me, michael@saverlife.com, and I'm going to do some takeout over the next, probably over the next month or maybe two of mushroom dishes, and let you know who has some of the best and some of my favorites. So I'd love to hear if you have some, if you work at a restaurant, you own a restaurant that does a mushroom dish, let me know. And if it's just a special for a night, that's fine. You know, if I cover it and people are interested in it and they contact the restaurant, maybe that special will become something regular on the menu, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this, is just to drive more mushroom dishes, kind of selfishly for me. But they also happen to be, or can be, vegan or vegetarian options, which is nice, but don't have to be. And yeah, I can't wait to see. I saw Bad Apples Bistro had a mushroom dish several weeks ago. I didn't get out there yet, but hoping to do that in the new year. And a couple other places, I think Max of Eastman Place also had a mushroom dish I'm going to try. And I'm sure there are many more, but not enough. I'd love to see more. There are mushroom growers here in the area. Quite a few, actually. A substantial number of mushrooms are grown here in our area between Rochester and Ithaca. You may be familiar with Smugtown mushrooms and some of the others. Bristol Hills mushrooms he sells at the Brighton Farmers Market. He's got Lion's Mane mushrooms. I mean, there are lots of different mushrooms, you know, it could be shiitake or portobello or oyster mushrooms, king oyster mushrooms. There's a ton of different ones that you may find on restaurant menus. So, and if you have some fond memories of one, the Clark House, which I've lost track of whether it's even still there. This is at Shadow Pines. This is a long time ago, and I forget who the chef was. It might be a chef who's still working in our area, but I'm not sure. But they did a wild mushroom in pastry dish that was just outrageously good. So that's one of my goals for 2021, is to find as many mushroom dishes as I can here in our area. So email me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes tomorrow, the grapevine, here at saverlife.com. Happy New Year. It's going to be a better year, 2021. Have a great day.